When you look up at the night sky, what's the first thing you see? Well, it's probably Earth's moon. The moon is the icon of the night sky and the spotlight of the night sky, and it's been Earth's best friend for over 4 billion years. But how did the moon come to be, and how did it form? And what happened those billions of years ago that created Earth's best friend? Well, in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the science of how moons in general form, and how our moon, our precious little moon, formed, and taking you behind the science of that, and also taking you behind the science of human space exploration on the moon, and the upcoming missions to the moon. It's really exciting stuff, so let's get right into it. Let's go! So before we review how Earth's moon actually formed, first we have to see how moons form in general. A lot of the planets in the solar system have moons, especially Jupiter and Saturn. They have a lot, over 100 and more counting. But how are these moons actually formed? Well, there are a few ways a moon can form. First is when an asteroid or space rock gets caught in another planet's orbit. You see, planets have a gravitational field where they're able to pull things in towards it. And sometimes a stray asteroid or space rock gets caught in a planet's orbit. And this happens because the planet's gravity is so strong that the space rock is not able to escape it. And that's how a lot of moons are formed. They're just stray asteroids that get caught in the planet's gravitational field, and that makes it a moon and it starts orbiting around it. You see, for something to be a moon, it has to have a stable orbit, meaning that it's able to orbit around the planets without any disturbances or anything else. And most moons in the solar system right now have a stable orbit. But if they have an unstable orbit, they probably won't be a moon for long. And that's why it's really important, and that's how asteroids get caught in planets' gravitational fields, and they make a moon. The second is having another planet or protoplanet, just smaller version of a planet, crash into the parent planet. And basically how this works is if an asteroid, comet, or even a protoplanet, which means a small planet, crashes into a young planet or even a planet that exists, that means that a piece of it is going to break off. And other than the pieces, there are going to be a bunch of gas and dust and debris from that collision. And when a space rock crashes into a planet, all this stuff explodes out. And over time, there will be a large clump of material that's just orbiting around the planet. And eventually, it'll start clumping together, and eventually, it'll form a moon. So that's the second way a moon can form. And it's very interesting because the Earth's moon might have been formed by a collision. But we'll get to that later in the episode. Another way a moon could form is if there's leftover gas and dust around a planet after it forms. Again, this is when the planets are very, very young. And if there's leftover gas and dust and enough gravity to pull it all together, that could make another moon, a brand new moon. So these are three ways a moon can actually form. Now, let's look at the spotlight of the night sky, Earth's moon. How does that moon form? And how did it over 4 billion years ago? Well, I have the answer right now. So how did Earth's moon form? Well, there are a few different theories exploring how the moon was formed, but the most widely accepted one is the Great Impact Theory. And as you can tell by the name, it involves two things crashing into each other in space. I love intergalactic explosions. But anyway, back to this. So, how did this all form? Well, it's all because a protoplanet, or a small planet that was still forming, crashed into young Earth over 4 billion years ago. Now, this protoplanet was named Theia, and what happened is that this big space rock, about the size of Mars, crashed into Earth. And what happened after that? Well, everything blew up, and lots of gas and dust from Earth and from Theia both came out, and it started orbiting around Earth. And over billions of years, it started to clump together to make the moon that we have in our night sky today. It's basically a piece of Earth that was broken off by an explosion billions of years ago because of this giant space rock. And right now, we have all this evidence leading up to why the moon actually formed and seeing the similarities between Earth and the moon. In fact, the Apollo astronauts in NASA's Apollo missions in the 1900s collected lots of data about the Earth's soil and the moon's soil, and they compared it together. And they found lots of different similarities between the Earth and the moon, different elements that are similar in both both of the objects in the planets and in the moon. And there's more evidence suggesting that pieces of the protoplanet Theia are still inside the moon today. And we're going to explore more about that in the future through all of these missions, such as the NASA's Artemis mission, which is coming up in 2024 and late 2025. It's going to go on, and it's going to be really, really amazing to see humans make their way to the moon again. And the thing I love about science is that it's never finished. We never have a solid, concrete answer for these kinds of things. And that encourages exploration to find that concrete answer. And that's why science is so amazing, because you're able to find your answers in the next generation of people and next generation of kids and teens that are listening to this right now. You could be the one to basically prove any of these theories and basically change the science world. So it's very, very cool to see that science is playing a role in everything, and it's constantly changing, constantly going. But the most widely accepted theory that we have today is the Big Impact Theory, stating that two different things, the Earth and Theia, which is a protoplanet, crashed into each other and created our moon eventually. And maybe someday you might be walking on the moon to explore more things about this. And not just the moon, you might even be walking on Mars in the future. It's so cool to think about. All right, before we blast off to the moon, let's review what we learned in this episode. We learned that moons can be formed in many different ways, and our moon, Earth's moon, the spotlight of the night sky, was formed by a small protoplanet called Theia that hit the moon, and that caused a giant explosion, which in turn created the moon because of all the gas and dust and rocks that were spewed into space. Eventually, it started orbiting around Earth, creating the moon that we have today. This was proven by the Apollo mission when they sampled soil, but it's still not a solid theory, and there's still many more theories, and there's a lot more science to go into to confirm all of this. So it is so cool to see science developing over time. NASA's Artemis mission also is going to explore lots of parts of the moon, including the south pole of the moon, and bringing humans back to the moon after many, many years after Apollo. So it is really, really cool to see all this science happening in the present day. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science produced and hosted by me, Akshay J. Raman. Our theme song and additional music are by Chan Ramachandran. Please visit my website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. If you have a science question you want to answer on a Spectacular Science episode, head over to spectacularsci.com/contact with an adult. And there, you can send me your amazing science questions, and I'll even give you a shout-out if your question is used in the episode. So grab an adult and head over to that website right now. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening right now. It really encourages me, and you'll be up to date on all the new episodes. Subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. Keep thinking about science!